Furniture.
So maybe Lisa?
Information.
Is Craig ready? Greg?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
So then I think that's.
I guess I'll just take his chair until he comes.
Did you miss that in the revision you got today, your email?
Another one today?
This one. Staff summary, so for that Riverside Ranch.
Oh, great. Great, great, great.
It's exactly the same.
Which one is?
I gotta, I like pull a muscle or something in my hip and I sat for a long time. Tightened up and I was kind of working today.
But the septic system is going to be probably.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Fancy septic system. It's got four better. Anything else on Lake has to be.
And our.
Oh, wait, I get. Now I do see a difference. It says ability, accountability, inability. That's why.
Respected by the county, it's not right or wrong.
We cite the same code.
For a long time, we were only there in the summer.
Well, we've owned it since like 97.
Really?
And the house was built in 2007.
We built it.
No, I think it's just. For us to say it's the approved because the next one down does the same thing.
Anyway, so.
Yeah.
We thought, well, probably shouldn't. Nothing's wrong. So it comes along to the company, we get all scheduled and there's a cover. Opens it up and he looks at me and says, well, there you go.
So then I had a cover and pulled it up and says, well,
here's your liquid side. Where's your solids? No, I don't know, you're the expert.
Really?
Okay, now this is the part that I'm worried about.
Excellent. There's a dog out there, so be careful.
Okay, this is my first time. Here we go.
Anyway, there's asphalt where there's supposed to be a manhole cover. So we called the guy to put it in. He's now working for the rec district. And he goes,
hey, we got a place.
Why'd I do that? So he takes a metal detector to see if maybe the manhole cover is there, but it's covered over by asphalt. No, the plan's up. It was designed that way.
Come on.
It was designed.
I don't want to read all
this. Never have access.
You probably read his whole back.
I read through.
That's how much I rely.
Good. What? So we had to cut the asphalt, dig it all out, put the rings in, and put the whole thing in. You're crazy. I haven't got the bill for that yet, but I'm wondering how much of an inch should he pay?
Okay. Are we staff ready for us to begin? I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's 6 o'clock. Administrative review of minutes from October 23rd, 2019. Is there any discussion on those minutes? Is there a motion to approve minutes?
I move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? And the minutes are approved. Is there anyone here from the public that wants to address the Planning Commission on an item that is not on the agenda for this evening? Okay. And move right along to seeing no old business. We'll move into new business. And we are going to have a hearing on PDRS 19002, the open space classification, pursuant to the public benefit rating system. This public hearing is being held in compliance with Chelan County Code and state law. The Planning Commission has been given authority to hold public meetings and make recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners. There's a sign-in sheet at the back of the room. Please sign in to ensure your legal right as a person of record on this matter. And does staff have a presentation?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. This PDRS public benefit rating system is for Ben Fritz. Ben Fritz has requested 23 points Staff finds the application and site are consistent with the criteria for 23 points and meets criteria for a reduction of 80% in fair market value for 608.23 acres. As the applicant has requested 5 points for rural open space close to an urban growth boundary. The subject property properties are both within 1 mile of the Wenatchee urban growth boundary. The applicant has requested 5 points for significant wildlife habitat. Subject properties both have golden eagle and northern spotted owl breeding and nesting habitat. Both golden eagle and northern spotted owl are on the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife priority habitat and species list. The applicant has requested 5 points for special species or special plant sites. The Washington National Heritage Program has identified the whited fuzzy tongue pensimon as a threatened species and is located on the subject property. The applicant has requested 3 points for the public lands buffer. The subject property is directly abutting Okanagan Wenatchee National Forest, Chelan Douglas Land Trust, Wenatchee Department of Natural Resources, Department of Interior, and the City of Wenatchee Lands. The applicant has requested 3 points for scenic vista or resources. The subject site is visible from Highway 972 and is classified by the DOT scenic highway. And in the file of record, everyone received a map of the DOT scenic highways and byways. And the applicant has requested 2 points for contiguous parcels under the separate ownership or same ownership. The subject sites are under the same ownership and application, which meets that criteria. The total in the applicant, the applicant has requested 23 points. Staff finds the application and site are consistent with the criteria for 23 points and meets the reduction of 80% in the fair market value. Do you guys have any questions?
Any questions on the staff report?
Thought all the spotted owls were dead already.
Cross our fingers, not yet.
So this essentially is will change the taxation on it, right?
Yes.
Is there a time limit on how long this has to be open space?
For 10 years, and they can increase the length of time.
Okay. And if they didn't, at the end of 10 years, it goes back to?
They can take it out. They can take it out of this public benefit rating system earlier, but they have to
back pay taxes?
Yes.
After what?
They have to back pay taxes if they take it out early.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, great. Is there an applicant presentation?
Sorry?
Is there an applicant presentation?
I left messages, I didn't.
Okay.
I don't see.
Okay. Is there anyone here who wants to give public testimony on this matter? I will go ahead and close the public testimony. The hearing remains open, but only for the benefit of the Planning Commission. And at this point, we could have discussion among the Planning Commission members. What are your thoughts?
It meets the criteria, and I can put the information in, and I'd make a motion to approve it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. With that, we will close the hearing. So this next agenda item, hearing for CPA 2019-001 Riverstone Ranch Comprehensive Plan Map Amendment. I am going to recuse myself from this item. I have owned and developed adjacent property. Our family owns property directly across the river. I'm in the housing business in the Upper Valley. And I'm afraid, for appearance of fairness and to avoid any potential personal conflicts, I'm going to recuse myself from any discussion and from voting on this issue. The applicant is not present.
Correct.
Because one of you was planning to not be present and we weren't going to have a quorum. So we have a quorum. We don't have the applicant. So I think the thing to do is open the hearing and then leave it open until our next meeting.
I think we should make the opportunity available if there is anyone here to ask questions or testify for the projects. That way their time is not wasted and then we can continue to open.
Okay. I would ask to not be involved in the process. So would one of you be willing to come here?
Yeah, no. And I think, because we've done this before, but it's been a long time, anyone can object to him accusing himself, and if we don't have a quorum, then we can actually have him be a part of it, but if he's not, he actually has to leave the room. He can't be in here. So staff might have better, clearer direction on that. But I don't
want to
create a procedural concept
that
creates an issue.
Well, we have a quorum without him, right?
Yeah. So
yeah. I'll just come and meet me in the hallway.
If we continue this, when's our next meeting?
January.
Hmm?
January.
January. That's what I thought.
So, who's our next chair?
Okay.
I thought you were.
I think Randy is. He's not here.
Take over, bud.
So, it's at the pleasure of the commission whether we proceed or continue with this, but I, for one, would like to at least hear the staff report on it.
The staff report also applies to Comp Plan Amendment 19-002. They were pretty much reviewed in tandem with specific things for the site, specific sites. So I can go ahead and...
Let me open a hearing, and then we'll go from there unless there's an objection. All right. So... All right, so we're opening the public hearing for the amendment to the Shawnee County Comprehensive Plan for CPA 19-001. It's being held in compliance with Shawnee County Code, state law. The Planning Commission will be given the authority to hold public hearings and make recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners. The item being addressed today is, as stated before, the redesignation of land from commercial agriculture to rural residential resource 2.5, and there is a sign-in sheet in the back of the room. If anybody is wanting to make a statement or be on the record, please make sure that you have signed in. We'll go ahead and open it up and let the staff make the presentation.
Thank you. This property is 63 acres. It's adjacent to Wenatchee River, which holds a conserve. A rural shoreline environment designation, and it also fronts on US Highway 2. So the application again is to change the land use designation from commercial agriculture lands to rural residential recreation 2.5 acres. Based on the review criteria as found in the staff report, it's the Shawnee County Code and Comprehensive Plan did not specifically address the required WAC criteria for the comprehensive plan amendments, but in reviewing it in a compliance with the comprehensive plan and the criteria from the code, staff did find it consistent with the zoning, switching the zoning. However, we do have this conflict that was brought to light, particularly by the Department of Commerce through their comment letter, which is attached to the supplemental memo. Although the proposed amendments do appear to be compatible with the proposed zonings of RR 2.5, the leap of de-designating the agricultural resource land is an issue that we're kind of at hand. Staff does find the proposed amendments appear to be consistent with the existing site use, location, and characteristics as they relate to the desired comprehensive plan change and Lane County zoning. Land designations, however, the county cannot ignore the required GMA or the applicable WACs as outlined in 365-190-050 that talks about the agricultural resource lands. Kind of the main issue at hand is that we're not supposed to be reviewing these on a parcel by parcel basis, but as a whole. So this may bring up a topic for later as far as reviewing the commercial ag lands as it is entirely, not specifically to one parcel.
Is community development planning on coming up with a method to respond to this WAC?
How so?
Well, going forward, any parcel that wants to be designated as agricultural would be affected by this WAC, is what I see. So it seemed to me that community development should
come up with a plan.
Right, so that's kind of how I had mentioned that this may bring up a larger issue, because I know from speaking with people that there are a lot of lands that have been designated the commercial ag lands that may not actually be fit for that criteria. And so just kind of taking a larger look at it, but because this is parcel by parcel, that's the issue we're kind of running into, because it essentially goes against the WAC. So yeah, it doesn't open the door for future zoning review. So
I guess I'll just ask again, have you?
There is nothing formally planned at this time, no.
My understanding, and we've been through this exact subject, about 6 years ago, we had some lands that were requested, and I believe that those were denied, but not because of this issue. They were denied because they didn't really fit the criteria that they were asking for. But at the time, the staff's information back to us and my research indicated that there was kind of two routes to that. One was in the county looking, you know, county-wide at agricultural lands. The other would be whether or not the land itself was appropriately designated. In other words, we have areas that are commercial ag that are in high-density development, and they just got overlaid that way. And in those cases, it was my understanding that there doesn't need to be a countywide evaluation, that the applicant just needs to be able to make the case for why the land isn't consistent with an ag commercial or a commercial forest.
So some of the problems that we run into is that agriculture is pretty much permitted in every zoning, and residential uses are permitted in all zonings that allow ag. So that's why this was a complicated staff report, in the sense that what they're proposing, the density they're proposing, could be compatible with the RR 2.5 zoning, being that there is the rural waterfront zoning, which has higher density as well as the RR 2.5, that's right adjacent to this large property. But being that it is an active orchard, it was categorized as being a resource land. That's why it's more of a challenge to get it out of that, to make the leap.
And it is, those two categories are the only two that carry that designated land and long-term agricultural significance, aren't they? The forest and commercial ag.
And I believe mining.
Mining.
Staff's perspective after receiving the comment letters from Department of Commerce and the City of Leavenworth. And we followed up with a phone call with Department of Commerce too, is that, you know, they are strongly feel that it needs to be a countywide approach to looking at agriculture lands. So that would have to be the county's plan going forward if we want to look at, you know, whether we do have these zoned properly or not. And that's something we can do with our, you know, next comprehensive plan update. So.
Or sooner.
But, you know, definitely something to keep in mind for that process, which is coming up.
I think the first step to that is, if that was the county's approach, would be to stop taking applications for individual zoning changes because mm-hmm. they're expensive and time consuming.
Yeah.
In the Department of Commerce letter, in the second paragraph from where they switched to the other application, they state that if it's a decision is made to remove the property, they're concerned about other issues associated with the change, to include septics, water, etc. The way I read that, that's they're hoping or recommending, if you will, that the county take those into consideration before making these kind of decisions. My understanding is it's kind of opposite to what we have done, where we wait, we do these changes, and then the SEPA and the septic and the water and all that stuff will be dealt with when the applicant makes their application. Is this going to change the way you do business, or are you going to, what do you think you're going to do? Or have you even discussed, you may not even discuss that.
It really comes down to how somebody is applying for the project. So by coming in for the comp amendment, they're not guaranteeing that they're going to be right here after it's approved or not, you know, submitting a high density development, making sure that's probably the intent. However, we can't speculate. So at the time, we can only review what has been presented to us. So this time, it's really only to change the zoning. It's not, you know, looking at a huge development or something. So, and by, if it would go through by allowing the zone change, again, it doesn't automatically mean that someone is going to come right in and change anything. I mean, we do have a lot of these parcels that are zoned with higher densities, and that's not always the case.
It seems to me what they're trying to say is, once you take it out of ag, it may be lost forever. And then if you go down the road and find, oops, well, we couldn't really do what we wanted to do, now we've taken it out of ag when we probably shouldn't have at the beginning.
Yeah, I think part of it, as he kind of mentions in here, is the idea that it may be precedent setting. So what would stop the county from, you know, if we approve these, allow them to change designation, what would stop us from not continuing to do that? So it's the much larger effect that could happen.
Well, I think that this discussion is actually really important and probably something that we should have separate from this application, because you're bringing up a lot of good points on both from the commission and the staff. I'd like to just get any input from the Planning Commission on, I'd like to open the public hearing. If the applicant's not here to make their presentation, we'll reserve that, continue the public hearing, and allow the application to make a presentation at that continued hearing. Is there any thoughts or objections to that? So just procedurally, give an opportunity for the staff presentation. I'm sorry, for the applicant's representation. Is there anyone here from the applicant? We'll go ahead and open public testimony. It will be limited to 5 minutes. And if anybody would like to comment on this application, please speak into the microphone to ensure an accurate recording. When you're testifying, state your name clearly, spell your last name, give your complete mailing address. Testimony must be relevant to the matter being heard and should not be repetitious of earlier testimony. No one speaking previously will be allowed additional comment until all speakers have had an opportunity. Is there anyone who would like to address the Planning Commission on this topic? Let's come forward.
My name is Robert Fallon, 12275 Village View Drive, Leavenworth, urban growth area. And I'm here in two capacities. One, I'm representing the Friends of Leavenworth, the board of directors, of which I am a member. And we want to object to this proposal for a few, and I've got a written statement, so I'm not gonna read it. I'll touch on the high points and give you folks a copy. But this goes against the Washington Growth Management Act, which is primarily aimed at reducing sprawl and protecting natural resources. The proposal is also inconsistent with the Chelan County Comprehensive Plan, which is only 2 years old. But there's a couple of land use elements that encourage the infill of vacant and undeveloped lands and really wants development to occur in urban growth, growth of this density to occur in urban growth areas where there are facilities that can support this density. And then we didn't have time. We just found out about this a few days ago. So we haven't had time to analyze it completely, but we spotted a couple of things. And it's been alluded to already of SEPA. The staff report is quite incomplete, and I've actually copied a couple of the pages here. The excuse for having a brief SEPA analysis is there would be no adverse impacts due to the change of land use designation, as no development is proposed at this time. So yeah, changing the letters on the zoning map from AC to RR 2.5 doesn't do anything to the environment or housing density. But there is a proposed use for this land, and it's on a page in the SEPA, number 7 on page 2 of 12. Applicant is considering applying for a residential subdivision plan development and or cluster development. And it's our understanding that SEPA has to start right at the very beginning and consider the whole project. It can't consider just part of the project and then leave further analysis to after the project gets going. And we just had a great deal of, Friends of Leavenworth had a great deal of experience with this, with the Adventure Park that was proposed for Leavenworth. And our lawyer spent a lot of time discussing SEPA. So SEPA, it's our understanding that SEPA analysis has to continue right from the very beginning to include the whole project and its implications. And then I started reading the comprehensive plan, and I'm sure you're all aware of how much fun that is. But in the introduction, there was, I think there were six areas in the county that came up with visions. And the Upper Wenatchee Valley, the citizens' study area envisioned maintaining uniqueness of the area, which combines a quality of rural small community lifestyle with a diversified economic base that allows orderly growth and development while preserving the beauty of the area with open spaces and enhancing the proper management of the natural environment. This is spot zoning. This is a intense development out of urban growth areas, and there's an implication in the discussion that it's close to Leavenworth's urban growth area, with the implication that, well, perhaps they could get some utilities from Leavenworth. That isn't going to happen. If you know that stretch of road between Leavenworth and this piece of property, it's not really feasible. Plus, I know that Leavenworth isn't up to that. So there's a number of reasons, and I could go on and on. And if there's going to be another hearing or a continuation of the hearing, we're going to be paying close attention to the various arguments that develop. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And where does the written things go? I give them to you folks, or?
If you go ahead and give them to staff, they'll make copies and dispense them.
Here's our letter from the Friends of Leavenworth. Here's some of my thoughts about your documents.
Thank you.
I'm Dwayne Gaynor, 11670 River Bend Drive, Leavenworth. We all know that there are needs for housing in our area. We recognize that. Of course, one of the concerns, though, that we do have is, do we have the infrastructure to handle what we're proposing? And as has been mentioned, that is one of the challenges I think we see is, as Mr. Fallon already alluded to, it's not necessarily connected to the urban growth area. In fact, there's a big outcrop of land that comes down where the canal then goes over the bridge, really is a physical impediment to trying to put sewer and utilities in there. And the urban growth idea was that utilities kind of follow, I mean, are there for growth as it develops. And I think that is a potential issue. Another concern that certainly we have is, because we live very near this location, is Highway 2 is a nightmare. And we didn't see anything really addressed within the staff comment about that. And I have a cousin who actually does driving for the pear trucks, as it were. And he says it is a nightmare trying to get across there, even sometime during the week when they're doing things, because you're trying to get across the highway, then going down towards Wenatchee. And when you have the traffic that sometimes backs up from the River Bend Drive, which is where we live, of course, and that backs up the hill, it makes it really, really difficult. And if you have a lot of vehicles, which potentially, if this is, as the city of Leavenworth had mentioned, could be 102 potential residences living there, that could be 400 or 1,000 potential trips a day. And if you back up traffic, what really can happen is if they're trying to get across and then the traffic is zooming past coming from Leavenworth, it is really a potential hazard. So while we certainly recognize the need for housing, we think this location does seem to be problematic, and we really hope that there's more study on that, as well as is this the right location for this kind of density of housing. Another factor I wanted to mention too is fire. We really appreciate having all the orchards around us because Leavenworth, as you know, that area is number one fire in the Pacific Northwest risk. And having that moisture from those orchards are really, really great. And that's valuable. Lastly is, as I understand it, the changes from us, from GC, or AG, sorry, AC to RR 2.5 isn't supposed to be motivated by economic benefit. It's really about the soil. And we value that. I come from a family of orchardists. I mean, Keith owns my grandfather's orchard. I mean, we very much value the produce that comes from the land. And if pears go down, my grandfather had to pull trees out and put other things in there. It's still a viable option. And I think we and Leavenworth Tourism even benefits from the fact that we are in an agricultural area. And I'd hate to see that go. So that's one of the things I encourage is maybe review of that, potentially the impacts of traffic and some of those, and the sewer potentially, septics flowing towards the river. Those could be issues that might affect us adversely. So thinking beforehand, before jumping to something that then we may not be able to get out of later, might be beneficial. So thanks for listening to my perspective.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on this subject?
I'd like to speak on the second one. I don't know. Now's the time.
No. I'd like to continue that. Is there the public hearing?
Just to add one thing, yep. That choose to continue it, it does need to be to a date certain.
Right.
And our next Planning Commission meeting right now is January 22nd.
Okay.
But at the end of the meeting, I'm hoping that you guys will consider doing a Planning Commission meeting in December. So if you want to continue it to the next, just say the next Planning Commission, that might be helpful.
Okay. Do we need a motion to continue it?
Okay. Yes.
Motion to continue.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to continue the public comment period to the next schedule. I don't want to speak on behalf of those making the motion. Next scheduled meeting?
Correct.
All right. And all those in favor?
Aye.
All right. So that's unanimous. Are there any questions that the Planning Commission has for staff or for those that made comments tonight that need to be addressed tonight rather than at the next hearing?
Just a point of clarification or a description. Do we have a what we would call spot zoning? Is that the gentleman mentioned it? And is that in the in any of our paperwork? What that would mean?
No, this one I wouldn't necessarily consider a spot zone, being that it is adjacent to other R2.5 zones. It's not all AC and then R2.5 right in the middle. So I mean, there is compatible uses nearby.
Point of just clarification. So a lot of the comments are specific to a project action, and what we're directed to look at is at the zoning. So we don't look at what possibly someone could do if they develop out fully. We're supposed to look at how the zoning would look out. We have to consider all those things in the overall picture. But so when we're looking at impacts and those sort of things, we're supposed to look at it from that type of zoning, just like we would any other zoning anywhere else in the county, not based on speculation of what someone might do. And so that's a little point of difficulty where staff is making a report based on one set of criteria as directed, and then sometimes the information that we get is coming at it from a different angle. So ask lots of questions.
It's my understanding that typically we don't consider changes unless an abutting property is comparable.
There's supposed to be a logical progression. All right, well, we could then move on from this subject and have Jordan join us, right?
Did we miss you?
All right. So, moving on to item C, hearing for CPA 2019-002, Bourkland Comprehensive Plan Map Amendment. I will go ahead and open the public hearing. This hearing is being held in compliance with Chelan County Code and state law. The Planning Commission has been given the authority to hold public hearings and make recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners. You know there's a sign-in sheet, and you should have signed it by now if you're here to speak on this item. If not, please do so. And with that, I'll turn it over to staff for a presentation.
Thank you. So again, this project is currently zoned commercial agriculture, with the intent of changing the zoning to rural residential recreation 5 acres. This property was short platted out of a larger lot in 2009. The parent parcel was about 10 acres, and the subject property that we're looking at today is less than 2. So this subdivision was allowed, as you're able to do, a one-time segregation of existing residents. Area for in comparison with the comprehensive plan and the requirements of the Chelan County zoning for comprehensive plan amendments, did find this relatively consistent with the RR5 zoning, being that the property is already, you know, non-compatible, non-conforming to commercial agriculture, being that it is already residentially developed. There is a little bit of active ag on there, but it's not enough necessarily to be profitable. Again, though, being the comments from Department of Commerce, staff did find it important to, you know, look at this as a whole and have the conversation regarding DESA designating the agricultural resource plans. Are there any questions?
Questions for staff? Is there an applicant presentation? Come on up. Let's see. Yeah. Have you get your name and address and speak in the microphone? Welcome.
Hello, my name is Brian Dortland. I live at 6201 Taken Road.
What is your address?
6201 in Cashmere. So the reason for our application basically is to, first off, let me say that we've lived in the house there for 9 years. Recently got remodeled, still in process. We're just trying to make it more affordable to live there long term. And with the commercial zoning, commercial agriculture zoning, it's been more difficult to get kind of like your market rate mortgage. So for example, I tried three different banks and got turned away because of the zoning. It said it's commercial, so it doesn't fit your box. I can't go to, and I have now a mortgage through Northwest Farm Credit, but it's substantially higher interest. So I'm just trying to basically make it so we can live there long term more affordably. I don't want to necessarily do anything different with the property. I don't want to have to take the orchard out that is on there to fit into their box. I read the Department of Commerce note. I think it's interesting. Kind of dug into it a little bit, just from my own knowledge, kind of how things are zoned, commercial agriculture, how they get there. I don't know how long it's been since the county has done that process. But it just brings up questions for me. Looking at other counties as well, specifically like Douglas and Oklahoma County. They listed the word in the deal. Designating the agricultural zoning parcel specific in there. So kind of disappointed that at this point, it's not the time and energy and money to get to this point. Also, it brings up some things like, for example, the soil is a big thing for commercial agriculture, and yet I have the same soil that's right across the street, which is 9 acres of no house on the property, and there's a RR5. So it just brings questions to me of how we got to that point. Also, and maybe the final thing I'll say is there's several counties that use the commercial agriculture designation that I've seen that includes things. I believe the term is like not partially viable, they include the size, whether it's 2 acres or 5 acres, that they look at the property that way as well. So in the future,
like it appears that across the street's the RR5, the same zone. Jason.
What's the total acres being requested to change?
1.75.
1.75.
That's okay. That's what I was reading. Okay. I want to make sure that I was reading that right. Sure.
Thank you very much. This time I'll go ahead and open public testimony. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this matter? Seeing none, I'll close public testimony and open it up for discussion among the Planning Commission.
I think that this, in what I've seen presented, clearly shows a parcel that is more appropriate, not just that qualifies to be changed, but is more appropriate for different types of zoning. And at the size of it and the adjacent properties, I actually don't see an issue even with the declassifying section. We'd be a mess if everywhere there was a gray area, we followed the state.
I'm in agreements that changing it to an RR5 would have no implication that would create a future problem.
I agree.
I don't even know how that could set a precedence either. I mean, if we took all of the under 2 acre commercial ag properties out countywide, I mean, I guess we don't have a study to show that, but I'd be really surprised if that made a significant impact on ag commercial land overall.
Any other thoughts? Far end of the table?
So it's 1.75. Is this the piece right here?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that one. Okay.
Well, do you own the property surrounding you? Or is it?
No.
No.
You just own this one piece?
Correct.
So. Okay.
It was a short plat, 2009. It was originally a 10-acre parcel.
Ten plus.
Okay.
And what is the land surrounding you, is that orchards?
It is.
The streets are often used as a logical outer boundary, but we just heard some great testimony on the fact that development zoning should follow utilities, which follows streets. So when I look at these, I always look at property that's adjacent to the street. Well, regardless of which side of the street it's on, unless there's a physical boundary, I always look at that as being very appropriate to be zoned based on the criteria with what's across the street for the utilities and development and access. And I'd love to hear an argument made on how a 1.75 acre would be a commercial. It's significantly commercial. Agriculture land.
Are we ready for a motion?
I move that we approve.
I have one more question, please.
Yep.
I don't know who to, but what about, do you have any issues with spraying from the agricultural land surrounding you?
No. And it's actually on the land at this point around us.
Okay.
And we, you know, that our, like our houses, quite away really from his property.
You would have signed on the agreement to buy that you didn't have a problem with that anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's
right. I'm pretty sure all those.
You have to have spraying distance.
Right. No, right.
To follow up on that, it's property that's, you know, adjacent to you what the zoning is. So in this case, it's commercial ag all around it. So that's where that 100-foot protection comes in, unless you have the waiver. By changing it out of AC, it's still, required to meet the criteria of the AC zoning because it's adjacent to it.
Mm-hmm. Would it be important or helpful for us to include in our motion the findings, facts, and
there is a draft motion.
I saw that.
I didn't understand what you meant about.
It's a confusing yes.
What you just said.
So because there is commercial ag all around it here,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, so even though that they may...
Unless they...
Get a waiver.
Get a waiver.
Yeah.
So...
If you go to sell the place, the land, they would have to sign the waiver, right?
It's recorded with...
New residential development. So if they were to come in, tear down the existing houses, build a new residence, then they would be held to try and get that waiver.
As an existing, it's recorded with the deed.
Yeah. With the deed.
So the future would follow the same suit.
Right. It should show up on a title report being it's a notice to title.
Okay. I'm done.
I think we were going to withdraw and remake the motion.
Yeah, we'll make the motion essentially what's said on the staff report for approval.
Well, all approval.
Yeah, number one, page 10 of 10.
And I'll second that.
So what are we doing?
Should we
withdrew our motion?
We withdrew the motion, okay. I'm so confused.
Do you want us to read the motion?
I move to recommend approval of a comprehensive plan amendment to change the subject property's land use designation from commercial ag lands to rural R5, given file number CPA 2019-002, based upon findings of fact and conclusions of law contained within the November 20, 2019 staff report.
Is there a second?
Yes, I seconded.
Any further discussion? None? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. It's unanimous. Moving on to new business item D, hearing for CPA 2019-004 capital improvement plan amendment. I will go ahead and open this public hearing. It is being held in compliance with Chelan County Code and state law. The Planning Commission has been given the authority to hold public meetings and make recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners. Please sign in if you'd like to speak, and I'll turn it over to staff.
Thank you. So this is something that you guys could look at every year. So it's to update the capital improvement plan, the 6-year one within the capital facilities element of the comprehensive plan. The county's administrator has reviewed the project and determined that the project costs can be covered through various funding sources as noted in the spreadsheet. Staff is recommending approval and provided suggested findings of facts and conclusions of law. And answer any questions.
Are there any questions for staff? Any questions?
Everyone's enthralled.
Okay, it's a super exciting one.
What is a capital improvement RET 1 fund? $50,000. A RET 1 fund is real estate?
Real estate excise tax.
EET? REET?
Any other questions?
And the ADA upgrades, that's to this building or to the other building? $150,000 twice, $300,000 for ADA upgrades.
This is always a difficult one for me.
The West Annex is across the street over there.
I don't like approving or denying something that I don't know anything about, and every year this comes to us, and every year there's really like no real information on what's changing, what's not changing, and nobody ever has any testimony. And I always feel a little bit uncomfortable recommending something when I really have no idea what I'm recommending. It would be really nice in the future if someone could highlight the changes or the differences or And I know it's not your department, you can just kind of like compile it and present it to us, but I might just object to it next time if I don't understand.
Okay, well, I'll let them know that so that I can be done with it.
Or worse yet, not take action on it, then it's stuck.
It's just, yeah, it is clear that our involvement was not, our involvement's legally required.
Right, and I get it, like I don't want to debate it and go through all the topics and argue whether they should or shouldn't be in it. It's like, it's understandable that we need to. Mm-hmm.
I will give that feedback.
That would be great. Yeah. It's clear, yeah.
I bet if we recommended denial, we'd get some answers.
They just overrule us. They didn't do anything with it.
I don't think that's a bad suggestion.
That's a great suggestion.
I just have a question about construct hazardous waste facility. In 2020, they approved $100,000. Is that already developed? Is that the one out on?
No, this will be for next year.
Okay.
These are projects for the next 6 years.
Okay,
for
so
another facility?
Is this not
probably
already constructed?
They,
or is this something different? The one out on Highway 97, one highway?
Across from our favorite ice cream place?
Yeah. Is this on the first page of the spreadsheet or second?
It's on the last page. Under Public Works.
Oh.
They're the second from the top under use of funds, Public Works.
Yeah. $300,000.
And there's only one listed, so.
So is that the one that they're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's already constructed? They're.
I think
it is built, but there's funds for it.
Probably have $200,000 for additional contingency things that they're doing.
Really?
Sometimes it's a funding mechanism too. So there's been a few years where there's been a big change where somebody's come in from a department and spoke on it. And it's all, to me, very confusing because we don't have anything to do with it, but it gets stuck having to go through us.
To me, there's a glaring lack of anything in District 3 of this county, which is the Chelan area.
At least I
haven't found anything.
The sheriff's there.
Well, okay, yeah, the sheriff.
Yeah, we get it.
That'd be a good thing to chat with your commissioner about.
Is it possible to replace a road bridge for $2 million?
That's additional funding. Believe me, it'll be probably triple what they say. Take 3 times as long.
Okay.
So I'll move if we approve it.
We'll save the money. Okay.
Second.
I have not provided an opportunity for public speak.
Thank you
very much. would anyone like to give testimony on this?
I thought you were just here to
enjoy yourself with us.
Hi, good evening. Mike Caputa. I'm the director of the Chelan County Natural Resources Department. My address is 411 Washington Street, Suite 201. Thank you for the opportunity to provide public comment. Thank you, as always, for your service on the Planning Commission. Burnishes up your resumes for future employment, I'm sure. I wanted to provide a couple of comments. Some people do pay attention to the capital facilities element. It doesn't matter until it does matter. And there are a couple of things that are not included in here that, from my view, and in working with the commissioners on some new funds and with our economic development director, that need to be included in this. And so I have two requests for you to include two additional pieces of information in here. And I'll give you some rationale for it. I mean, first, we have a parks and recreation component to our comprehensive plan. It's a standalone chapter. And there's a capital improvement plan in that parks and rec plan. And we would like for that plan to be adopted or somehow incorporated into the capital facilities plan by reference so that those projects can be eligible for funds that require that it be identified in the capital facilities plan for expenditure. One thing that we have been talking about with the commissioners is how we might use the rural counties fund, the $0.09. And you know, for many years we've not as a county used those funds, and so there are a couple of areas, one of which is the parks and rec component, where we may be able to use some of those funds to invest in those public facilities. So we'd like for the capital facilities plan to incorporate some of those, and I'm happy to work with staff to figure out what's the best way and what makes the most sense to bring it in here. There are a number of projects in there that could be rolled into the capital facilities element. The other part is around water and water systems and water supply. I think I've talked to you in the past about upcoming discussions about code changes and how the county and all counties around Washington are more involved in water, particularly in ensuring that we have water supply underpinning building permits in rural areas. And so we are working on some code changes, and you're going to see those sometime in 2020. It's not uncommon. In fact, it's becoming more common that counties are purchasing water to provide water supply in rural areas. Spokane County, Kittitas County, Skagit County, Yakima County, likely Chelan County will be purchasing water. And we'll be able to describe to you in the future the circumstances and the conditions under which counties do that. It's possible that water supply purchases could also be eligible for the $0.09. So when you reference the RCW on those $0.09, it's RCW 82-14-370, and it very clearly outlines, for the purposes of the $0.09 at least, these things have to be identified specifically in a capital facilities plan. Water supply piece is not included currently, and it's possible that in 2020 we may want to access some of those funds to do that. So our second request is that in addition to the Parks and Rec capital facilities plan, we would also like for you to include water supply in some way under the capital facilities element. And again, I'm happy to work with staff to figure out the most appropriate way to do that. Thank you for your time. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions?
Yes. How does this work between departments leading up to this meeting each year, as far as how this is compiled and how departments present ideas and requests?
Yeah, like why didn't we do this earlier? Is that your question? Yeah, Kirsten and I had a little bit of back and forth. I was having one conversation around Parks and Rec, another conversation around water supply, and a third conversation with Blake Baldwin, our new economic development director, in the $0.09. And then this kind of came in. We had a couple email exchanges. We didn't really finalize like what the best approach was. And so I had jotted down that you were meeting tonight. And so I noticed that, like, when I looked through the element, it looks like you're only, if I understand correctly, what's being updated is it's just the tables, not any of the text. So, and I think the tables are called something else, like the financing plan. And so it wasn't entirely clear to me what was being updated tonight or how to get that in here. And so there just really wasn't enough time, I think, to do that, because ordinarily it doesn't really matter, right? I mean, the things that, you know, we look at in the capital financing plan or capital improvement plan are maybe not significant enough that they, you know, trigger some eligibility question, or there's, you know, complications around funding, and so we don't always pay attention to it.
How much time do you think you would need to work with staff on identifying how important it is and what may or may not need to be changed?
Well, I think if you, based on what Kirsten was saying earlier, if you were going to have a December meeting, I think we could figure this out. I mean, I think it would take us probably an hour to figure it out and put it in the right document for you to be able to consider if you have a December meeting at your December meeting.
Okay.
And if not? Yeah. Does your office get involved with the stormwater management plan?
No, I mean, we get involved tangentially, but we're not primarily responsible for it.
What would be the purpose of the county buying up water rights?
To offset impacts from permit-exempt wells, you know, and one of the things we'll bring to you next year, you know, there are a couple of tributaries in the Wenatchee Basin, and interestingly, in Lake Chelan, in the entirety of Lake Chelan, where there is not sufficient water currently for unlimited future growth, because it is otherwise obligated, right? So the tributaries in the Wenatchee Basin are governed by the in-stream flow rule, the Wenatchee in-stream flow rule, and that puts limits on the number of exempt wells that can be drilled in certain tributaries. In Lake Chelan, almost all of the water in Lake Chelan is tied up through the PUD's water right for hydropower. There's a small slice of water that's available for non-hydropower uses. There are more people in line who want water than there is water available for that. We also additionally have a number of folks in Lake Chelan who have in the past indicated on their building permits their water source was Lake Chelan. You need a water right if you're going to divert surface water for domestic supply. And we know that there are at least dozens, if not more, people in Lake Chelan who do not have a legal water right for that. And so in those cases, the county would have an interest in buying water and working with those folks potentially to secure water so that they have legal water supply.
You know, I know that with our subdivision in 05, subsequent to that, we took out some orchard that was supplied by a well. And our understanding from both legal and from DOE was that if we stopped using that, then they would take it back. But it was amazing. When we sold it to the Nevada Water District, they can wait forever to use it and still hold on to it. So accounting, I think, has some banking ability with the water that isn't available to the general public.
Yeah, it's called inchoate, right? You basically hold it. It's like cities. You know, they hold on to water until they need it. It's not subject to the use it or lose
it
provision.
You say it's called inchoate?
Inchoate. INCHOATE, inchoate. You will all learn. That will be a family household word after I'm done with you. Yes. And just to give you a sense of the importance of having it in the capital improvement plan, I mean, the cost for water in other counties is substantial. I mean, there are, you know, in Yakima County, you know, folks are paying several thousand dollars plus a monthly fee for water to have a permit exempt well. Currently on Lake Chelan, the Bear Mountain Water District is selling half of an acre foot for domestic supply, $6,000 per purchase. Right, so the numbers are larger, I think, than the general public may currently appreciate. So we're looking, as a county, we're looking at whatever available funds we may have to bring to bear on this as we develop this program moving forward. Clearly, there's going to be some kind of a fee system for this, and we're trying to figure out now, and we're going to have there's going to be a lot of community outreach on this, but we're trying to figure out how we're going to do this moving forward. But it will affect the entirety of the Lake Chelan, Eniat, and Wenatchee basins, at least. The other tributaries, maybe not, but at least those three basins. Okay. So, anyway, just underscoring the importance of, for us, of getting it into the cap, what is ordinarily not necessarily a big deal, but for us this year, it just happens to be a big deal to get both of these things. I would say on the Parks and Rec piece, if I could just say briefly, there's a lot more interest in parks and recreation, trails planning, building facilities. There are new organizations, the Lake Chelan Trails Alliance, the Wenatchee Valley TRED. There are large groups of people working on trails and trying to figure out how to pay for these things. And so it's possible, again, that some of our rural counties' money could be used for those purposes as well.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you for being here and being involved. It's not that it doesn't seem important. It just seems completely inaccessible. Because right. We don't have any.
Yeah, the number, I can see where the numbers don't mean anything to you.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what is this, right? Yeah, I get it.
So it feels like it's probably a really important exercise that we aren't up to speed on. So we really appreciate you coming and being involved.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to comment.
Is there anyone else here who wants to speak on this? No. Okay.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and close public testimony.
So just to kind of respond, just for clarity of what we're doing tonight and looking at tonight, and I wasn't provided any comments from Mike in advance, so I can't speak directly to the projects he's considering, but we are just looking at updating the table within the capital facilities element. We aren't looking at any other kind of text amendments within the capital facilities element, which is kind of what I heard him suggesting. So that would not be appropriate to add into your motion or recommendation tonight because we did not go out for the 60-day review on that. So that would be something that we would need to address in a future comprehensive plan amendment when we give an adequate notice and public participation for that. So I did just want to clarify what is in front of you and what you're being asked to make a recommendation on and kind of what the difference is. So
I would like to see us not take an action on it tonight and to give them until our next meeting. We've already got to come back on another issue anyways. To look through that and come back with some kind of recommendation, and it might be to go out for new notice and postpone, our annual update, or it might be that it's not important. We can do it in a separate, not important to be on that date, and we can do it on a separate meeting, or it could wait till next year and be done then. But rather than making that decision tonight, I'd just like to say that I've been here a long time, and Natural Resources has always been very prepared, very concise with their information, and very timely. So I'd like to give them a little bit of, I'd like to give Mike a little bit of lenience in maybe having a conversation with staff and seeing what can or cannot be done and bring it back to us.
I agree.
Can I ask who puts this together?
The county administrator puts this together. So
this is really convoluted. Each department gives information to the administrator. Okay. They give it to staff, and staff gives it to us, and we're like the third person that has no idea what's in it.
So I guess to clarify again, yes, this will have to go through the county administrator. Is going to be the appropriate person that Mike is going to need to work with on this. And also just to let you know that capital facilities is one of the elements that is unique within the comprehensive plan, so it doesn't have to be within the annual cycle if it's attached to a budget item. So the capital facilities plan can be updated at any time if there's a change in the budget to support it.
Okay. I think that's a great suggestion. The water issue in particular is potentially an absolutely enormous issue coming up. And if there's any potential to create additional options for the county on how to address that. It makes a lot of sense to wait a month and explore that.
I don't think it's a downside. I mean, I don't think it's anything that's going to be held up in the county by it not.
I'm curious about the funding for the stormwater management plan that we've approved, and I don't know if that should be in here or not. It's a public works project.
That would be a good follow-up question.
Yeah.
If we're continuing. Okay, so I would expect a motion to continue the hearing to our December 18th.
That's the December 18th, so I would just continue it to our next scheduled meeting.
Talking about
I'll make a motion to continue this to our next regularly scheduled planning commission meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Is there any other discussion?
I would like to bring up the suggestion to hold a planning commission meeting in summer on the, and I believe that's a Wednesday.
I do not know that I'll be in town.
Yeah, last meeting we decided we weren't meeting in December, so I think a lot of people might have made plans to be gone in December. Which I did.
I could be available.
I might be.
Yeah, I'd be available.
You need five.
You're available.
I am.
Is there anyone who can do the 11th?
Yeah, because we won't need to do any noticing.
And my
news
for the day after Christmas.
I can do the 11th.
So can I.
Carl?
Present.
Could you do the 11th?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty good. Okay. Pretty good stab at it. Is there a motion? Do we need to?
Yep, no need a motion then. Vote
on. So moved.
So moved. The 11th. Is there a second?
One, two, three. Is that enough time?
We don't have to do any noticing second. For continued hearings.
And we have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And our meeting is moved.
But we don't have to give a 30-day notice for a meeting?
Well, it's to continue.
No, but I don't mean the hearing. I mean a meeting. We're having a planning commission meeting. I thought we had to give a 30-day notice.
For
a regular scheduled meeting, and that's not going to make it. Oh, sorry.
Dang it.
Do you want to just do the 18th?
Well, as of right now, right off the bat, we know that there's only four people that can commit, and one of them was pretty soft, so I'm thinking if we do that, there's a good chance we'll have a quorum because he can't sit on one of the issues, and Ryan's out of town, so we're down two without even.
Okay. Well, then.
I tell you one thing I would not like is to show up for a meeting and not have a quorum, you know.
So especially we'll just continue to January 22nd.
So the next meeting is
from Commerce already to run over into next year's.
Okay. Do we need to undo our last action?
Yes. So
excuse me.
Nobody.
Wait, we voted on this job.
Yeah, it was all approved.
I'll make a motion that we cancel the December 11th planning commission meeting for lack of time to notice.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Typical.
Any further discussion items?
I move we adjourn.
I would accept the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
Yes,
this year because everybody had said, well, we're not.
For Arizona. Nice.
Yeah.
We almost did that. The same time you did. We were down there. We were.